There are countries that, as I said, that are offering work visas, and United States citizens can get them easily, sometimes for multi-years. Most activities of employment are allowed. There may be some limitations for work that is regulated in a country, for example, medicine, that might be limited, but everything else is open for doing. So so long as you have an individual not getting employment and compensation from a company in the foreign country and is not doing any recruitment for workers in that country, then you're permissible to be there. The compensation should be from the United States and not from the host country. And the visa would be for a particular time period. Could be from 1 to 3 years, sometimes longer, but it's always renewable. There is no long-term commitment if you get a visa and go abroad and the visa is for a specific time period. Either the company that's sending the employee abroad or the employee can come back home without being any violation of the visa. So those individuals who are given assignments abroad are what we refer to as expatriates or expats. And I might say parenthetically that we should distinguish from the word expatriation, which refers to voluntary or involuntary giving up of United States citizenship. And I'll talk about that very briefly later on. You heard from the last speaker about confidentiality problems. And one problem that is presented if you're going to be working on your duties abroad, even for a short time or for a longer period of time, there is the concern that there are at borders customs officials that are empowered to inspect and review whatever you're carrying with you, which includes any electronic equipment, laptops, smartphones, and so forth. The application is pretty broad. The United States, for example, defines border as any location at which you're going from one country to another, which, for example, would include international airports. In consideration of, I believe it's Rule 1.5 of the Texas Disciplinary Rules, you have to protect the confidentiality of your client's information.
Best practice.
If you're going to be working abroad or know somebody or assigning somebody to work abroad, it is advisable to make sure that there's not any client information being carried with electronic equipment during the travel, and that whatever might be required to accomplish the assignment abroad has been placed in the cloud and available in that fashion without having to worry about customs inspections. One of the considerations that is important is that for the assignment abroad, the individual is subject to the laws of both countries. The laws of the United States continue to apply, and also applicable are the laws of the host country. This can have some real significance to employers. For example, If a discrimination claim arises, that claim could be presented not only in the United States, but also in the host country. One of the things that early on brought my attention to employees working abroad was a claim that was presented to me by an individual working in the Middle East that claimed that he had been fired for age discrimination. That happened right after the ADEA had been enacted, and it did not at that time provide for claims of people that are working abroad. I relied on the situation that I was describing, that the laws of both countries apply, and was able to settle the case on the basis of a claim in the country abroad. Termination of employment must be given some consideration by the employer. Many countries have very strong limitations on termination of employment, and for example, require a specific cause and may require some specific notice and may provide, most importantly, on how claims of illegal or unlawful termination are raised in the particular country.